right, guys, welcome to episode 119 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Ms. Zaya.
Hello.
And Izzy will be joining us shortly. He's just running behind because he's late, I guess. Even though I told him, he's like, we can start whenever. I was like, we're going to start at 11. And then he takes days, and I didn't want to keep waiting for him to show up because Zaya has to go to work in a while, so don't want to keep her. But not like there's a bunch of news anyways, only like 6 articles. Even though PAX East is going on right now. But let's go ahead and just jump into the new releases real quick. Not like there was a whole lot. The FF14 PS4 version was available to download this week, though it doesn't actually officially launch until next week. But if you do the PS3 to PS4 upgrade now, you got early access on Friday, which I did. Then King Oddball is out, Lego the Hobbit, and Strike Suit Zero, the Director's Cut, are available as PS4 games. PS3 gets Lego the Hobbit as well, Sonic Unleashed, and The Wolf Among Us Episode 3 came out. And then Lego on the Vita, and Stealth Inc. A Clone in the Dark is free for PlayStation Plus members, and Strike Suit Zero, Director's Cut gets discount on a PS4. And then other than that, not a whole lot, just a very little bit of DLC for games that I don't even remember ever coming out. But let's go ahead and jump into the first news. PlayStation All-Stars got a huge update, apparently. It's over 100 balance changes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty nuts. And I wish I knew more people that play it. Like, I tried to get my roommate and my cousin to play it with, since you all play on, you know, couch co-op. Because it was a really fun game. But I didn't know anybody that had it, which kind of sucked. And I, as fun as it was to play online, it was like kind of hit and miss where who you would fight, whether they'd be really good or really bad. And I forget what else came out at the time, so I didn't really spend too much time with it. But I still have it, and I wouldn't mind playing it. It was, like I said, a really fun game. But yeah, huge balance change. I'm curious what difference it'll make for versus how it was before. I don't know. Let's see, what else is there? Borderlands, the pre-sequel, got announced. It's being developed by 2K Australia. It's going to be on PS3 and Xbox. I'm assuming PC. Did Borderlands ever come out on PC? I feel like it did, yeah, because they always did that NVIDIA partnership where you get the special effects, like NVIDIA always does. Like, oh, the bio explosions look really cool, and you get like this little acid effect. It's like, I guess, but
sure.
Yeah, this was rumored a little while ago and then just got confirmed. It takes place between 1 and 2 and will take place on the moon of Pandora and on the Hyperion ship, the H, that's up in the sky. It's supposed to tell the story. Essentially, there's a story that Handsome Jack tells in Borderlands 2 about something that he does, but he doesn't actually do it. And this is the story of, I'm assuming, the player character's doing, and then he takes credit for it. So you kind of know how it's going to end. But you get to play as Claptrap, as one of the characters, and the other three characters are people that you know from the series. He also has really low gravity on the moon, so adds a whole new kind of verticality, as exciting as that word is to say, to the gameplay, which sounds like it would be pretty fun. Also added a cryo weapon and laser guns, which sound really cool. I'm a little disappointed that it's on, you know, PS3 and Xbox, but I figure, I know they said that there's a bigger install base, and creating something on next-gen takes money and time, and there's not a whole lot of, you know, consoles out there. I mean, there's like, what, like probably 6 million of each Xbox One and PS4. Mm-hmm. But and we know that Gearbox proper is working on a next-gen title anyways, but so I can kind of understand, like, why they do this. I mean, the Borderlands engine is kind of old. I mean, it's Unreal 2, I believe, and they're on Unreal 4 now, so it's a little behind. But, I mean, the art style still looks great, the way it's all, you know, that cel-shaded kind of look. Mm-hmm. So it still looks fine. I'll probably end up playing it, even though I was kind of excited to have finished Dark Souls, because Dark Souls 2, because then that meant I could finally put away my PS3 and not really need to touch it anymore. But I'm going to have to bring it out of retirement when that game comes out. depending on what else on the PS4 is out at the time. Because I'm sure Borderlands, the pre-sequel, will probably take about, like, 40 hours. And that's if I'm able to actually sit down and play it with my cousin. Because I'm sure he'll play on the days that I don't. And then he'll just get higher level than I am. And it's just going to be really annoying, I'm sure. But, yeah, so there's that. House Marquee, the developers of Resogun, have announced that they will be bringing some DLC to Resogun that apparently will be pretty amazing, according to their tweets that they gave out. House Marquee tweeted, "Imagine Resogun, right? Now imagine it's so much better than you almost forgot how good the original was. That is coming. And Resogun is really fun, so I'm curious to see what they're going to do with this DLC. There's no announcement on when that's coming, but who knows when. We talked last week about the Sony exec that said that The Last of Us was coming to... Oh, hold on. Now Isley's here. Okay, let me add him to the call. He's just got to show up at the last minute, like, in the middle of recording, and there he is. Okay, he's here finally.
In my defense, Skype had to update.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes way too ever.
Oh, way too long, huh? All right.
Also, well, I was eating and, you know, hungry and food and life and...
Well, you can't text me. I'm good whenever. I can get on whenever. I'm gonna let me know. Well, like, okay.
I didn't think your response was gonna be, "All right as you're sitting down to eat lunch, go."
Well, you can't say whenever. You gotta give me a after this. Well, because he didn't respond, so I told Zaya she had to go to work at like 12:40, and it's like, all right, we'll start earlier because I haven't heard from Isley. And then he texted me. I'm like, okay, this one we're starting. But we waited, and then he didn't show for like half hour, and I'm like, all right, well, let's get going. But, anyways. Back to the news. Oh yeah, we were talking about this Sony exec that said that The Last of Us is coming to the PS4, and then it got officially announced this week. The remastered Last of Us coming to PS4 this summer, I believe. And it's actually being worked on. They started working on it after they finished the game on PS3. Kind of as a little, like, they weren't fully into development on it. They just kind of started it just to see, and then once people started getting interested in the idea of a version coming to the PS4, then they kind of ramped up production because they saw that there was a demand, which makes sense because they tweeted a couple months back, like, when people were asking if they would bring Last of Us to PS4, they said, well, if there's demand for it, we could see possibly doing something like that. But they, of course, were already kind of, you know, working on it. And they released a trailer for it, which doesn't really show how much better it's going to look, I suppose. I mean, I like the scene that they showed, but it was like... I need the comparison shots that, like, the websites are released later on, like IGN, like the PS3 versus the PS4 version, in order to make any sort of judgment. Like, I'll probably am getting it, but since they're still kind of tweaking everything, and for the summer release, there's still a lot that they could do to make it look, you know, better. But we'll see how that turns out. Anyways, next piece of news here. Apparently, Infamous Second Son has sold over 1 million copies in just 9 days. Kind of makes sense, considering it's like the first AAA title of the year on PS4, and there's not a whole other releases on the PS4, so I figured people would buy it. Not to say that that's the only reason it's sold, but it is a really fun game, really good. Beat it finally the other day after I beat Dark Souls 2. Yeah, it was good. Like I said, we're still trying to figure out what we're going to give away. Did you ever find out about that
game? Yeah, that won't work out.
That won't work out? Okay, well, I can always still put it in the list and just... I mean, I'm buying the game anyway, so whichever one we give away. So it's not like it has to be, you know, oh... I mean, the fact that you were going to get it would have been easier, but I could still just buy it if that's what people want to... enter a contest for. But we'll see. Still got to decide over which game. I know some people want South Park and some people want Dark Souls. So
could just let the winner pick.
No, because I don't want to do that, because then that's like that's what I don't like. I mean, as much as I like getting gift cards for as a gift, because then I can just buy whatever, you don't have to buy anything. I like the idea of choosing a game and then people invest their points into that game if they want it.
Yeah,
versus, okay, you know, here, you can choice of one of three games. I'd rather, you know, do one game this month, then they kind of look forward to the next giveaway, be like, oh, it's going to be this game, you know.
Right.
But
it's a shame that there aren't any other cross-platform games like when we gave away Assassin's Creed. At least that was like, here's a game, and if you can get on PS4 or PS3. So, let's see here. Last bit of news. Transistor got a release date on PC and PS4. It comes out next month. Looks like May 20th on PS4 and PC. And that's the indie game. Developer Supergiant Games will be coming out. I know I was looking forward to that one. Looks gorgeous. We'll see how it turns out. And then, yeah, that's it for the news. Like I said, PAX East is going on right now, but not a whole lot of stuff out there. Just minor game announcements, but stuff for, like, PC, like Civ Beyond Earth and
Impressions. Did you already talk about Borderlands?
Yeah, we talked about Borderlands already. Are you excited about it?
I am excited about it.
That's right.
It'll be good.
Also because it's done by a different studio, so hopefully that means it will change things up a little bit.
Well, it seems like the gameplay's already being changed up, and they only have one writer from, I want to say Matt something, I forget his last name. He's writing it with some of the 2K Australia writers, so hopefully it'll still retain some of that, you know, funny dialogue and
as stuff. Long as it's not the people that did the DLC, I'm fine.
Oh no, I'm yeah, probably not. But yeah, so that's it for the main news. Like I said, not a whole lot happened this week since everybody was probably waiting till PAX to debut everything.
Sony released H1V1.
Oh yeah, they didn't release it. They announced it. Sony Online Entertainment announced H1Z1, but they didn't confirm whether or not it'd be coming to PS4. It's just basically a zombie survival MMO. It sounds really interesting, but like I said, until they announce whether or not it's coming to PS4, I'm kind of gonna, you know, not really pay attention.
Oh come on, you know it's gonna come to PS4.
Well, I want to wait for the official announcements. Yeah, and I want to see like gameplay. Stuff like they can tell me what they did. It's like, okay, I know that, and I've seen gameplay in like DayZ, and that
God,
one.
I hope it's better than DayZ.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, it sounds like it should be pretty good, but we'll see. I mean, there hasn't really been a proper launch, I should say, for like a massive multiplayer version. Like DayZ's still in beta, or it's still in alpha. I don't know. Either way, and then. Rust, which was in alpha on PC, got rid of the zombies that were in that and focused more on the other stuff. And that one game that came out, The War Z, that game got pulled off Steam because it was totally broken upon its release. So there hasn't been an actual game that's been the finished product that's this concept that's come out at all. So, so I'll be curious to see if this actually makes it to release versus these other games that have done a similar ideas.
It's actually good when it's released.
Yeah, so
like, it's a fantastic idea and it's really exciting, but from the execution of the other games, it's just kind of, I'm gonna wait and see.
Yeah, and I feel like it's almost, I don't know, like they kind of, these games have kind of missed the boat. Like when the mod for DayZ originally came out, like everybody's into it. It's like, okay, if they had released a proper standalone product for DayZ way back then, I feel like it would have done a lot better, because that was like 2012, I believe, when DayZ was really popular, the mod for it. But I'm worried
it's just
that,
been too long. People have moved on to other things.
Yeah, but I'm worried about the have moved on from the idea as a whole versus just the DayZ version. Like, will H1Z1 turn out to be, you know, a hit because people are kind of like, oh, well, it's been too long for a game with this concept to actually come out and be good, you know, not just be in an alpha forever and a day. And I mean, DayZ has its own problems because Dean Hall kind of, you know, taking his time, but we'll see if, I haven't read how long they were in development with H1Z1 or if they just started or what, but we'll see. Well, I'll wait until, like I said, until I see gameplay.
Yeah.
Because I know games like What's that one on Xbox 360?
Left 4 Dead?
No. Not Left 4 Dead.
Well, no, I don't know.
The we're talking about like zombie survival.
Isn't it?
Left 4 Dead is a zombie.
No.
It's Days?
No, it's that one. It's a single player game.
It's supposed to be DayZ, but.
It's like DayZ.
Oh,
but
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that game. Like, that's really popular on Xbox.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna fucking look this up. Okay. State of Decay.
Yeah.
There we go. That game's really popular on Xbox, and that was an Xbox Live title that came out a ways back. It's single player, but I know that. And it was supposed to have a multiplayer component to it, but that got canceled. I think there's one finally coming out later, but like, I know that was a huge hit. Granted, it had some technical issues, but like, that was like the only actual release I can see of a game that came out that was a similar idea that was actually really popular and a finished product. And a lot of people really like that game. So we'll see what happens with this Sony Online Entertainment one. I mean, they still haven't brought PlanetSide 2 to PS4, so who knows how long it'll take for, H1Z1, unless they do them both concurrently and release at the same time. What happens? Like I said, I'm just going to wait until hopefully they show something at maybe like a E3, but until I see gameplay and how it all works out, then I'm just going to kind of wait, not get all hyped up over it. But that's... I said about it, I get for some news. Probably more next week after PAX. Let's see here. How much farther did you get in Dark Souls, Isley?
Oh, I beat it.
Okay. Did you do the any of the Abyssal Zone stuff?
I think I did everything in the game.
So it's that you have to join that covenant with that guy in the wheelchair that you meet three times?
Yeah.
And in order to go to the Abyss, you have to give him a human effigy?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that, right. How was that boss? I hear that's supposed to be, like, one of the hardest bosses in the game is the boss in the Abyssal Zone.
Honestly, okay, and this is either going to sound super cocky, or it's just because the bosses in Dark Souls 2 are easier, but I didn't really think any of the bosses in the game were that difficult.
Yeah, the only one...
I might have just been over-leveled because I explored a ton, and I had to farm for... materials to upgrade my weapons. I felt incredibly over-leveled for a large portion of the game. So I would honestly say not bad.
Did you fight him solo or with people?
Solo.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't do that zone because I was like, at the time, I was like, I just want to get done with this game because I was near the end anyways. Apparently, I skipped over like one optional area where it had the Rat Covenant.
So the Rat Covenant was like the one time in the game when I went offline. Because I just got so sick of it.
Of the people invading you? Yeah. Well, they do the same thing.
No, it's the forced invasions.
Yeah,
or
the forced
like,
they pull
hijackings,
you in.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Yeah. They pull you into their world. Yeah, that was one. Because they do that to you in both parts. In the Rat Covenant area and the other part with the Royal Rat Vanguard. Which is what I did because you have to do that part. But I just skipped over the Rat Covenant part, like with the optional rat boss, apparently.
Yeah, I got fed up with it and just... went offline for that. That was the only point in the game where I was like, screw it, the multiplayer component is not worth playing through this.
You can't summon people in those zones either. Like, I went to the bonfire to do the boss with my cousin. I was like, I'll put down my sign, but you can't put down your sign in those zones.
Oh, really?
Yep, can't do it. But,
yeah. So you can't summon people into your world, but other people can, like, kidnap you from yours?
Yeah, it's essentially like, they have to be part of the covenant of that zone, and then it tells them there's like a, I guess you have to wear an item, and anytime someone like trespasses in that area, it pulls you into their world, but it pulls you into their world at like the worst possible location. Like typically when you get summoned in, it's into a game, like you put down your sign.
Well, yeah, that's the point, is it pulls you in a location where there are a ton of enemies, like they can set traps for you.
Yeah, it's really annoying. They can put down this like acid and stuff.
Well, the worst one is if you get pulled in and there's like this giant elephant you have to fight along with a dog, and they're like sitting up top sniping you.
Yeah, that's so
annoying. So you've got like three enemies that you have to focus on first while the person PvPing is sniping you, and it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It didn't.
That's exactly.
Yeah. The first time I went to the zone, I didn't get sucked into anyone's world at all. Like, I went through the whole zone, no problem.
Did you have connection issues?
No, I didn't have connection issues. I just didn't get pulled into anyone's
I don't see how you could make it through that area without getting pulled in.
Just luck of the draw, I guess.
Yeah, just lucky. Like, I've been through, like, the Belfry Luna and Belfry Sol, like, before, where no one invades me. And then I go through other times. I probably just whenever I was playing was not a high traffic time. And maybe it could have been, like, the people that were there were a different soul level than I was, so...
Yeah, the soul memory thing.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I didn't get invaded the first time I explored the whole zone. Or I didn't get pulled in, I should say. But when I went back to help my cousin, then it was like, that happened to me twice when I was trying to help him. And I was like, okay, this is annoying. But, of course, when I went to, when I tried to do the gargoyles, like, that was... At first, like, I had no problems. And then... I, like, died to the gargoyles, and I was like, okay, these guys, trying to solve them was really annoying, and I was like, I'm getting so annoyed with these guys. And then when I was trying to summon people, it was just a pain in the ass, and I was getting invaded left and right, and that was just annoying. But yeah, it was fun. Like I said, yeah, a lot of bosses are really easy. A lot of them easy solo, and then a lot of them easy because you could summon in other people. I wish they were a little harder. The last boss is super easy as well. Like, there's a chance for if you just screw up because they have those stupid curse urns all around, or the, like those curse orbs, like those can curse you really quick and then you're screwed. But as long as you're careful, it's like, yeah.
One thing I noticed about Dark Souls 2 is that all of the bosses seem to have one particular like trick or like landscape mechanic that makes their fight significantly easier. Like, you've got burning the windmill to get rid of the poison. You've got the urns. You've got the, I can't remember what the giant slug dude was called, but if you break the vases above him, he eats the dead people instead of you. The pursuer, you've got the ballistas. Like, there seem to be a lot of tricks with each boss stage.
The slug guy. I'm trying to think of his
name. I can't remember what his name is. He's the giant slug dude that looks like Jabba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember the urn part.
Yeah, like, so there are hanging urns above him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you shoot the hanging like urns with a heavy bolt or with... You might be able to hit them with magic. I never tried. If you shoot them, like undead people drop out of them, and the slug dude will eat the undead people before he targets you. So there's like six or seven of them, and he has such low health that you can basically kill him before he finishes eating all seven of them.
No. Anytime I fought him, it was always like we just went in and took him down super fast.
I mean, yeah, he's already easy, but I'm saying, like, I honestly think most of the bosses, there's some trick that makes almost all of them like a joke.
Yeah, but a lot of them, it's like, unless you look it up or you just happen to see the summoning sign that tells you to burn the windmill, it's like you wouldn't, some of them you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have figured out the windmill one, except there were, I was playing online and there were like 18 billion things glowing in that area, so I was like, oh, I should run over there and see what that says. And then I had to like toggle through all of them to get to the windmill.
Or like the when you fight the center, how in order to light the torches in that room you have to go get a key from an entirely different area.
But
a lot of the fights are pretty easy. Like I said, the one that gave me, we talked about it last time, but that what's his name, the smelter demon, that guy pissed me off, but I was probably too low when I was fighting him. And later on back, I was like 30 levels higher, so then he wasn't as bad. But yeah, the majority of the bosses were pretty simple. And a lot of them, I felt like, I thought they were supposed to nerf magic in this game, because I know they wanted to nerf it from Dark Souls 1, because magic was really OP, especially pyromancy. But I still felt like a lot of bosses took a lot of magic damage.
I think the way they nerfed it is that you really have to invest a lot more into magic to make it as worthwhile in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to do hexes, you have to do intelligence and faith.
Yeah.
But similarly, they also nerfed strength and dex builds. You have to do, you know, quality builds now with both of them leveled. So they kind of nerfed everything all around, which made magic still the better of the two options.
Yeah, because magic scaled a lot better than I felt strength and dex weapons did.
Yeah, I started the game full strength or full dex. It sucked because the dex weapons didn't scale. Transitioned into strength, and by the end of the game, I was just blowing everything up with magic instead.
Yeah, I never respec'd or switched around. I still use my weapons because I prefer dual wielding weapons. But yeah, I just felt like I could be doing a ton of damage, but then the guy throwing great lightning bolts was still doing way more damage than I was. And I know some bosses, of course, are weak to lightning, so I'd use my lightning sword, you know, my sword imbued with lightning magic, but still, it would be like, yeah, it does that bonus damage, but that guy's magic is just outdoing me, even though I'm spec'd for my class to do what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
But I still enjoy dual wielding and power stancing people.
Yeah, dual wielding was cool. Nothing will ever be as fun as Demon Souls when you could dual wield the two giant dragon bone crusher things. I can't remember what they were called, but they were the swords with the blunt edge.
Well, you can dual wield two giant like great clubs in this. You just have to get two of those clubs.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as satisfying as it used to be.
Yeah, but I was listening to a podcast from a Game Informer, and they're doing like a tips and tricks podcast and talking about some stuff, and I was like, well, I've already beaten the game, so there's no point. But I listened to it just because I was at work and I had nothing else to listen to, and kind of made me want to go back and play a little bit, but I was like, nah, I don't really need to go back.
I'm done with that.
Yeah,
not gonna play it through a second time.
No, I didn't play the first one through a second time either. I never even did the DLC, even though I bought the DLC.
You didn't like the game enough, or what?
No, there was no point to go back. It was like I beat it once already.
Souls 2 is a lot different the second playthrough. Like bosses are totally different. There are new mobs in different locations.
Yeah, I know
the
that.
Set layouts are the same, but that they change a ton.
That doesn't entice me enough to go back, because I feel like there's no need to go. It's like I can make them different by using the bonfire aesthetics if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But I just, if I beat the game, I feel no need to go back. I kind of like the same on Borderlands where I didn't feel like farming the like H&M bosses in Borderlands because it wasn't an MMO.
Yeah,
it's
like I never did that.
Yeah, so I don't feel a need to go back and play. You know, like it was where my cousin was like, he was respecking at the end of the game and trying to get these crazy weapons. Like, oh, I'd fight this boss with the N++ and they drop this thing and I'd get this weapon. I was like, why are you doing that? You only have like two more zones to go through. What's the point?
Don't get me wrong. If Borderlands was an MMO, I would be doing that constantly.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you know, it's just me. So I don't care nearly as much.
I spent like 80, 90 hours in Dark Souls. So I'm like, all right, I'm done.
You definitely got your money's worth.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, it'd be different if, like, it was like Diablo, when Diablo first launched, Diablo 3, where you had to play on easy through Dark Souls in order to unlock the next hard, you know, difficulty level. But Dark Souls was, you know, had that one level all the way through. It's like, that was enough of a challenge, I guess, initially.
Right.
So, I just have no need to go back. Besides, now that I'm done, I'm glad to have it off my list, because then I beat that in Infamous, and now I can go back to playing. Now that 14's out on PS4, I can play 14 again. And then,
did you do the transfer to see how the trophies worked?
I don't think I got any trophies on 14. If I did, they're probably only bronze. Let me look at my trophy list. I haven't done anything.
Didn't you get a trophy just from like turning it on?
I don't know. Let me see here. Let me look at my... I don't know if there's different trophies, are there? Let's see.
No, I think it's the same trophies. I was just saying, I was curious if it was like a dual list.
Yeah, because when you look at it, it says, like when I'm looking at here, it goes, let's see, like I'm going through my games on PS4 and it says like, you know, Outlast PS4, Contrast PS4, Don't Starve PS4. And then I get down to games like Escape Plan, it says PS Vita. When I get to FF14, it says PS3, PS4.
So it's merged?
Yeah, it's not separate trophy lists. So
good. No, that's awesome. I think that makes more sense.
Yeah, because it's an MMO. It's not like it's a... I know there's a... What's that game that comes out soon on PS4? It's going to have... I forget which one it is. I know when Diablo comes out on PS4, all your PS3 trophies, your save will transfer from your PS3 to PS4 version, and then all your trophies, you'll get a whole new trophy list, but all your trophies will ping once you load up that save game. But yeah, I don't know how many trophies I even have in 14. Probably garbage ones. Man, I wish... I love Video Unlimited on PS4, or Sony in general, because you can do it on PS3 too, but I wish I could sort my footage, like the stuff I own, alphabetically. Like the way it sorts is really weird, and I don't like it. I hit options, but there's no like sort button, so I can't do anything.
Never even used the service.
It's great if you've ever purchased any video stuff off the PSN, like back in the day, and you lost it because it just remembers your licensing purchase, and you get to watch it again. You can just stream it. Like that's how I've been watching all of Archer this season. Is I don't watch it the day it comes out. I just purchase it on a PSN the next day and then watch it there. And everything I've ever purchased, like way back in the day when video service first launched on PS3, I have all that. I can watch on there as well if I want to go back to it. But yeah, it's really nice. I like the service because it's just streaming. You don't download it, so it's great. Yeah, the trophies on here aren't pretty, you know. Yeah, crush an enemy, defeat your first enemy, complete your first quest, complete your first leave quest.
Apparently, they're pretty easy trophies, and then some of them are just like farm a shit ton, which I don't care. I don't know. For some reason, MMOs and trophies, for me, I don't care about them at all. But like a single player game, I'll get platinum.
I've never done a guild heist. Ever. Like ever.
Really?
Yeah, I've never done one. I did the leave quest, but I've never done a guild heist. It's like, I don't even have the trophy for it. It's like, nope. It's only 55% common, too. So I guess I'm about there in half the group that's never done one. But,
Did them a lot when I was leveling my Arcanist, and then I do the roulette every day on my Thaumaturge, and it gives a lot of EXP for it, like tons of EXP for it for doing through the roulette.
I haven't done anything on the roulette since they did all those patches, so like I've logged in just to see it. You know, it's weird. If I stay logged in the game, they don't have the auto kick feature, you know, anymore, I guess.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
But if I stay logged in and I'm idle on PS4, I notice for like way too long, I get disconnected from the server. I don't know if it happens like just because it was a server problem, but like I loaded up earlier before the podcast, and I just have it set there in my rental room, and all of a sudden, like a little while later, it's like, oh, you've been disconnected.
I think it's just because the servers still have some issues to work out. Like,
are you guys on the Primal Data Center?
Yes.
Primal Centers have been having a lot of issues over the last like couple months.
Man, I had to disconnect the touchpad. The touchpad used the mouse, and I kept like, when I was moving my fingers from the right analog stick to the buttons, I kept like hitting the corner of the touchpad and then bring up the mouse on the screen. I'm like, damn it, stop it. And I don't understand the point of the inventory grid, like when it shows those little blue icons and stuff to show you how much space you have. Like, I don't know why you would have that up.
Oh, I use it all the time.
No, I turn that thing off. I don't like it. I was like, nope, get away from me.
Because I have it automatically sort, so I kind of know like what sections I have certain stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see like, oh, my food is in this one, but there's only 3 dots in this food. I might have to go buy food soon.
Ah, interesting.
That's just what I use it for, but it takes up. It's just like this little teeny thing in the corner, so I just left it there.
It
kind of helps too when I'm mining, because then I don't run into the problem of forgetting that my inventory is full. I can kind of see it at all times.
But you can throw things away now while you're mining without closing it.
Yeah, but I don't want to throw things away. I want to sell them.
Okay.
Need to keep them. Yeah. I know IGN's doing a thing right now. You can get like featured in a video on their page because they're doing a launch video for PS4. They just need like your name, server, and all that, and they'll contact you if they choose you. They just want to get like footage of your character, I guess. Yeah. I emailed the guy that was doing it, but haven't anything back yet. I think they're waiting until the week, but I'm sure if they do, it'd probably be like before I'm off work.
Yeah.
You have to log in here. Like, how about I just go to this region and I'll just stay there, and then you can go over and you can fill my character. But I kind of want to get level 50 on my Dragoon first so I can get my body piece, because right now I have all the, you know, AF gear except my body's different, so it's throwing me off the way it looks. But yeah, it runs a lot smoother on PS4. It's really nice. People show up a lot faster.
I thought they were supposed to release high-resolution textures with the PS4, but I don't think they ever got around to that.
I don't know if... Well, I can't tell if, like... I see all these little details in here, but I don't know if they're higher resolution than what it was on PS3.
Well, I'm sure it's higher than PS3.
But I mean, like, super high or whatever. I never really paid attention. It's like, the game's always in motion, so I'm never really, like, looking like, oh, is this high-resolution textures? I'm just like, can I operate in this game and not worry about lag and NPCs not appearing when I need them to appear? But
there's not really a huge difference between the high quality, like, rendering or whatever. There's that option on the PC version. You can click to render in high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not a, like, huge difference anyway. And it probably dropped my frame rate from, like, 60 to, like, 58. So I don't think it rendered that much.
Mm-hmm.
They're lying to you.
They're just pulling the fast one.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, okay, well, I don't need that. I would rather stay alive than make it look super pretty.
Yeah. There's a game. I want to live.
Yeah. I've been doing Titan Extreme mode, and that sucks. So every frame per second that you can get keeps you alive.
Titan.
JCM's a noob. He's not even level 50.
I hardly play it. Like, I leveled up my Goldsmith when I was in the beta or waiting for the server transfers. And then when the servers transferred, then I finally started playing. But then after that, it's like, then the PS4 hit, and I was like, all right. Like, I leveled up a lot my Dragoon in just, like, 2-3 days, yeah, a few weeks ago. And I was like, all right, let's do this. And I was like, I got to get this character up. And I went up pretty quick. I'm almost 50. I just got to do some more. I was only questing. I wasn't doing, like, anything else. But now I'm going to start doing, like, some other means, because I'm on a instance I have to go do.
Yeah, I only ever play MMOs when my other games are kind of down. So after Dark Souls, and, you know, after I beat other things, I'll play Final Fantasy in between.
Yeah. Well, now I'm going to have to, because I transferred to 4, it's like, well, got to get another PS4 now, I guess. So I can
get another PS4.
That's right. I have one just dedicated to FF.
This fucker.
Why?
So I can have it on at all times. Like, when I had on my PS3, I just had my PS3 plugged
into
my...
Why don't you just buy a real computer?
I don't want a
computer.
Wait,
why do you need it on at all times?
Because when I was on my PS3, I had my PS3 plugged into my extra monitor that I have for my computer, and okay. I would just leave it logged in so I could still talk to everybody if they want to do something. You know, hey, let's go do this while I played other games on my PS4. But if I'm on PS4, it's like, well...
So you're debating buying another PS4 just so you can talk to people in Final Fantasy and still play other PS4 games?
Well, not so I can talk, just so I can be like, oh, hey, you want to do this? Okay, let's go do this, and I can, you know,
I second Zaya's suggestion of just buy a PC.
No,
yeah,
I don't want a PC.
I leave mine on because I leave the Duty Finder on, so I'll pop up the Duty Finder and let it sit, and I'll play like something on the PS3 when it pops. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do stuff, but yeah.
No, because if I get the second one as well, I can have my roommate play a Battlefield with me as well. So, because then I can just plug that into his TV.
Oh, just split it between you two. Be like, hey, I'll pay half, you pay half. We ship PS4, yay!
No, because then what I do is then I sell to him later. I let him buy it off me, and then he has a PS4. But
Either a genius or just really evil.
I don't know how that's evil or genius, but I just want a second one. Like when I had my FF on my PS3s, I had it on my, or not my PS3s, like I had my PS2 plugged into a little TV, and then when I played 11, and then I'd play stuff on my PS3, and then go over to my PS2 and, you know, play that whenever we were doing something, be like, oh, hey, just stay logged in. If I could keep FF open and launch another game at the same time, that'd be great, because I wouldn't have to close either application. But figuring, oh, I'll just do this, have it run there. Plus, I don't know how much hard drive space is going to take up down the line, so I don't want to be like hogging up the majority of my primary PS4 with nothing but FF14 data. And then
did
I
you ever
install.
Replace your hard drive in the PS4, or are you sticking with the base one?
No, I have a terabyte in there. I think it's a hybrid terabyte.
I was going to say, I feel like you almost have to upgrade to a terabyte for that.
Yeah. I know it can't support... I think they said they can't support a 2 gigabyte or 2 terabyte hard drive in the PS4.
Really?
Yeah, I think you can do 1.5.
Well, that's good to know, because I was going to buy a 2 terabyte one.
I think they just started releasing 2 terabyte SATA 3s that were the whatever format size for... that a PS4 can fit. Like, they just started coming out recently and they don't support those right now, according to what someone at Sony was saying. But they do 1.5s, because you put the 2 in there, then it won't recognize it, I guess. I'm sure they can probably firmware patch it down the line to be like recognize this hard drive, but who knows? I mean, I'm not really taking up a whole lot of space. I guess I can look at my content manager, but anyways. So what have you been playing, Zai? You haven't been on here in a long time.
I was playing Lightning Returns a little bit, but why? I hate it. So.
Good.
I'm really disappointed.
So. I wanted to love that game, and I tried to love it so much. But it's bad.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. So it's just kind of like sitting in limbo on my counter. So I've just been playing 14 mostly because I transferred servers and I actually have people to play with.
What server are you on?
They dragged me into a coil group. Huh?
What server
are you on?
Leviathan.
Oh, you're on Leviathan finally?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Okay, let me...
Are you guys still on Leviathan? I thought you guys were going to transfer off.
No, we're on a different
transferred to Leviathan.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were on Leviathan before.
No, Leviathan was locked when I created my character, so I went to... Because remember, they were doing that stupid thing during the beta where you can only create characters on certain servers, and they change throughout the day. And the day I created my character, I had to go to whatever server Izzy was on. And then once that happened, it was like later that day, they're like, oh, Leviathan's available. It's like, oh, fuck me. I already created my character.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was like, then we had to wait for the server transfers, and I transferred me. But Izzy stayed behind because he liked that crafting group he was in. I don't know, something weird. He didn't want to jump.
Just sit in a circle and...
Well, now I have to transfer because both of you are there.
Yeah. Well, I transferred to Leviathan originally because that's where the majority of my FF11 friends are.
Yeah, me too.
And so we all run around together.
I'm in a free company with like all of the people I played 11 with probably like 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to see everybody again.
Yeah, it's awesome playing with all the people. There's a lot of new people in here who don't know. So it's funny because we always refer, like me... There's like two main people that, or three of us that are always on, typically, and we always refer to each other as our FF11 characters, because my character name was JCM Daddy, just like, you know, my ID everywhere, and so they always call me Pops, just as a joke, and so then they're like, hey Pops, you want to go do this? And I'd be like, yeah, and I'd call someone else like Nap or Mort, but that's not their name at all in 14, so I'm sure it just confuses the shit out of everybody. But it's always really funny to do. And I ran into someone who had, you know, the two character name like you have to. And I was like, this last name. I know this last name from 11. I said to Mattel, I was like, are you so-and-so from 11? Like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I just randomly ran into you. Like, hey, yeah, we're so-and-so, this guy. He's like, oh, I remember you. And it was really funny. Okay, let me go on here.
I've run into people like...
I swear I heard a friend request.
No, that one I logged in. That was my controller. The speaker on the controller makes the... login confirmation sound when you boot up the game.
Okay.
Yeah. And I changed my character name to Zaya when I transferred over to Leviathan. So I was like, why the hell not? And I always get tells. People are like, Zaya from like 11 Zaya? I'm like, who are you? I don't know who you are.
I'm going to stalk you. I'm going to transfer and stalk you now.
That's funny.
You brought it on yourself.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's okay, there's the keyboard. I was like, how the hell did I bring up the keyboard? Okay, I gotta add it now. I wish PS4 had two more USB ports on it. Does the PS3, PS4, do they recognize, like, if you plug in a USB hub into them that has, like, a splitter with, like, three additional USB ports?
Oh, I don't know. I never tried.
It might reduce, like, the latency.
I suppose. Well, I mainly want it for things like, I want one to charge my controller. If I need to, and then if I play FF, I need one for my keyboard, and then when I use my surround sound headset, until the Bluetooth gets patched in. Right now, I have the hub for that plugged in. It's USB powered, so I have to plug it into either that or my computer. And usually, I plug it in my computer because my computer, you know, has four USB ports on it, and also, but if my computer ever goes in like a If I ever turn it off and if I don't need it on when I'm playing the game, then obviously I lose power. But not that ever really happens, but just in case. If I'm ever like watching a movie or something, then I have to unplug it and plug it back into my PS4 so I get the surround sound, because usually I turn off my computer when I'm watching a movie or a show with my girlfriend or something. But I kind of wish I had another one, and then so I could also plug in. What the hell else do I plug into my PS4? I don't know. Maybe it's just three things: keyboard, controller, surround sound. But I kind of wish there was just that extra one.
Can't you get your surround sound through something else?
No, I don't have to plug it into, like I said, I only plug in the USB for power, so I can plug it into a computer or anything that has USB, as long as it's on. Like I said, the only reason, if I'm watching a movie on my PS4, then my PS4 will always be on, obviously, so I'll just power it through there, and then I'm good to go. But usually, like I said, I'll plug it into my computer, because my computer is typically always on, even when my PS4 is on, because they're right next to each other, you know? I post that picture, but it's just sometimes if I turn off my computer, then I want to still get power to my to the hub. But until they patch in the Bluetooth support for the headset that I use, I have to keep using the little hub device, which is fine, because for some reason I can get it to where I can have surround sound from my game and then Bluetooth audio coming from my computer. So when I was playing Dark Souls, I had Dark Souls coming through my headset and Skype coming through my computer. Two separate sets of audio, which is really weird. I don't know how that happened, but I was like, all right, I'll take it. So it worked when I did that, but yeah, okay, let's see here. Well, I guess I don't know what else to go on about, because now we'll probably just ramble about everything, and I know Zaya's got to get going soon anyway. Okay, let me add her there. Say okay. I hate the whole... There we go. Send friend request? Yes. Friend request sent.
I have received a friend request.
Waiting for friend list approval. This is like live play-by-play on FF14 for everybody listening. I know they're so excited.
This is how you make friends in 14.
The only people I have on my friends list are people I knew from 11.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I have three people on my friends list.
Yeah, I only have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One of them's a sub character, so I guess 7 technically. I don't have a couple other people, though, that are from 11 that are in my free company in my link shell. I don't know why I don't have them on there. I guess I just haven't set them requests yet, but I gotta do that. But anyways, I guess I'll wrap it up for this episode. We need a secret word. Last week it was corruption, in honor of Li Lingyi.
What do we do? I still laugh about that every time.
So funny. What should this week be?
I don't know.
You don't know? He's all, I don't know. The secret word.
Make Zaya choose. She's been gone for so long.
Yeah, Zaya, what's the secret word? Now she's just looking around her desk.
Find something good.
Well, what?
There's Easter eggs on the floor in Limsa.
So you want to do Easter egg?
Sure.
Okay.
It is Easter soon.
Easter. Yeah. Oh. Easter egg. Okay, I wish Cadbury needs to make an ostrich-sized Cadbury egg.
That'd be awesome. God, why? That would kill you.
That'd be so good. I tweeted at him. I was like, why doesn't Cadbury make this? And they tweeted back at me. And they go, well, our lawyers say we can't make it for you, but we can give you this. And it was a recipe that, like, a homemade recipe to make your own Cadbury egg in ostrich size. It's really funny. I was kind of surprised they actually tweeted at me.
They probably get like a lot of people that are like, big,
I feel
giant
like that
eggs.
Might actually kill you if you ate all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't eat all of it at once. It's like a week-long project. You just nibble on it all week.
Oh, so good. But God, just like
that JCM once when he's going to like get off this podcast and the first thing he's going to do is going to go make that egg.
Man, I wouldn't make one. It would take way too long. I'd be like, that's too much effort. Man, I used Grubhub for the first time yesterday.
Used what?
Grubhub, the service. You ever use them?
Okay.
Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay. For the people that don't know, Grubhub is like an online service where you go on and they work with participating restaurants where you order through the website Grubhub, and they'll send that order to the restaurant and then they'll deliver it to you. Obviously, they don't do it with every restaurant, and they won't do it, of course, with certain pizza places. Like, I don't know what your local place, but like for me, it's like Round Table or Domino's or stuff like that. Like those places deliver on their own, so there's no need to go through Grubhub. But Grubhub will typically do restaurants. Like for me, I did it through BJ's Brewhouse. That was pretty close. And I tried it out the service for the first time yesterday, and it worked out really well. And I was like, you know what? I love not going anywhere, not having to talk to anybody, and just getting up and answering the door. and there's some BJ's. but it's funny, they do a restaurant that's in, I'm like the furthest part north of the city I live in, and they, one of the restaurants it says is nearby me is in the city that's to the south of my city, like pretty far down, and I'm surprised they actually say they deliver. Like it's a pretty long distance. I just wish they did a couple more places that were nearby in my city, like Cattleman's and Superburger, but they don't. I'm like, damn it. But they do some other restaurants, and I was like, you know what, this service is pretty good. I tried it last night. It's like the food was still warm. I was like, I like it. Might have to do it for now.
That's such a dangerous thing.
It's so good. I just, like I said, I wish there was more. There's a lot of Chinese restaurants that do it. I just wish there was more other restaurants that they had on there. But pretty good service. And if it's the first time you ever use it,
use the only reason that, like, that's the only reason I eat healthy is because we have healthy food in the house, and I don't want to go out and eat bad food because I don't want to go anywhere. But the bad food can come to me now, and that's terrible.
Well, you just get steak or chicken.
And it's more expensive.
That's not the point. It's delicious.
It's not really.
It's not salad.
It's not really too much bad. Like, some places don't charge a delivery fee, and, like, the delivery fee to get it from them was only $7. And I feel like if all I'm paying is $7 on top of my order to not go there and bring it back, you know, that to me is worth it.
And I would pay $7.
That's so lazy.
On pants.
I was like,
oh my God.
You
have to answer the door still.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean,
I'll answer the door.
I wear shorts, but like, I don't go outside in shorts.
I just
have scars all over my legs.
So. Yeah, and I want to go call them, get it to go, drive down there, come back, and do all that. It's like, I'd rather just sit at home. Like yesterday, I watched a movie, and while I was watching the movie, you know, placed the order, and then later the order came, possibly take the order. Like, it was fine. There's no difference between that and ordering pizza for delivery. It's just now I can do it at a restaurant. But not that I'm going to do it all the time.
And
I don't
you don't have to put on pants.
Well, no, I put on pants because I still have to answer the door. I'm not my roommate. But I don't just walk around.
I don't know if I want to know about that.
No, he just jokes around.
It's
like
the difference of having to put on like actual clothes or just having to answer the door in my little like Hello Kitty shorts, you know?
Like usually if I get food anywhere, like if I go to Cattleman's or Superburger, I get the order to go anyway. So I have to drive there and pick it up and then drive back. I usually don't eat at the restaurants unless I'm out with a group of people or I go see a movie or something like that. I always get it to go anyways. But now it's like I can just have someone bring it to me. We used to have a local delivery service that would go anywhere you wanted. A couple years back, and they would just, it was like a run by a couple of these ladies that had a business, and they just, you told them what you wanted, they would order for you and bring it to you. But I guess that didn't last that long. But this Grubhub, I guess, is more national. It's across the country. They do it in all like all major cities and stuff. But apparently
it's
in San Francisco,
it's more meant for like people at work that want to order lunch because they don't have a long lunch time, but we just use it to be lazy.
I guess like my cousin uses a lot in San Francisco because his girlfriend's down there, so it's like he's probably got a lot more options as well, and you don't have to sit through traffic and all that crap.
Yep.
But the only thing about delivery that I never like is the rare blue moons where like I might order pizza for delivery and I'm like, okay, I could play a match of Battlefield or StarCraft, but they'll probably come and knock on the door in the middle of a match, and I can't pause it. I just have to do whatever. And that's like the worst. Like StarCraft is the worst because obviously your APM drops and you fall behind. But Battlefield, at least I can kind of like hide behind a bunker and just like hope no one kills me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, and or the worst I hate about delivery, it's like, oh man, I really have to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to go to the bathroom and have them knock on the door. So I was like, if my roommate's awake, I'll tell them like, hey, I can use the restroom. If they show up, just forge my signature. And then we're good to go. Like, he did that for me once, but I was like, oh, I gotta wait. I really have to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to go in there and have him knock on the door.
First world problems.
Hey, right? Everybody goes to the bathroom, okay? That's not first world.
They don't have to worry about waiting for the food to get there while they're in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah. All right. But, yeah, if anybody ever uses that service, Grubhub, use the keyword podcast and you'll get $5 off your first order. That's courtesy of the Rooster Teeth podcast, since they're running that promo with Grubhub right now. So there you go. But yeah, all right, so secret word Easter egg, and I guess that'll wrap it up. Zaya's got to get going to work.
Yeah, I gotta dip.
Yep. All right. So thank you, Wesley. Thank you, Zaya.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll see you all next week.
Later.
Bye.